Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. We're going to have a good time. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, welcome, welcome tonight to Wednesday night Bible studies. It is a pleasure and an honor to be here on tonight for the great pouring in of God's word and applying it to our lives. We just don't come to receive it. We come that it may change us. Amen. God's word is a word of transformation. Hallelujah. So tonight we're continuing our Bible study lesson of grace, the power of grace. Amen. Reckless grace. Amen. Grace with no boundaries. Amen. And understanding that every day we receive new mercies and new grace. Amen. Glory to God. It means we never run out because God continues to provide us daily with these benefits of mercy and grace. Amen. Let us pray as we enter into our study. Amen. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we thank you for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you, oh God, it's you that have kept us and not ourselves, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for the great pouring in, oh God, that's about to take place here on this Wednesday night. Amen. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you great and mighty on tonight in your word, oh God, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, help us, oh God. Let the word take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and mind, oh God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts right now, that our thoughts be holy, pure and righteous unto you. We come against every unteachable spirit. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, manipulation and control. We come against every spirit of frustration, procrastination. We come against every spirit, hallelujah, of distraction, destruction, death, and premature death. We come against every spirit outside the Holy Spirit right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare deliverance on this line. Amen. We decree and declare that we are free, and we are free indeed because Jesus Christ has set us free. Amen. That we can enter in with all faith and receive on tonight. Amen. And we will not be denied. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. The holy any spirit designed to stop us from receiving on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare that all is well and it is so and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Welcome again. Welcome to Wednesday night Bible studies. We just thank God for everyone that's here online that have called in tonight and those that are listening online by way of the website. We thank you and we welcome you. Grab your Bible, your pen and paper tonight so that you can take down some notes. Because what we want you to do is once you receive it, amen, freely you receive, freely you give to others, amen. So don't keep it to yourself. It's for you to share with your family and friends and loved ones and those that you come in contact with as God send you out, amen, to give his word, the gospel, the good news to others, amen, that they may be received and be transformed, amen, become new men and women of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So go ahead and grab your Bibles, grab your pen and your paper, and let's dive right on in to our lesson of study, our continued study of grace. Hallelujah. We thank God for his grace. How many of y'all know, amen, if it was not for the grace of God, hallelujah, his mercies and his grace and how they go hand in hand, hallelujah, for mankind and we are mankind. So tonight we're going to start in the book of Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18. If it's your first time here with us in Bible study, there will be a time during the lesson that we will open up the floor for any questions or any comments at that time, and you will have an opportunity to, you know, ask any questions pertaining to the lesson that's going forward, or any comments that you may have, or revelation that you have received during this lesson, and we'll open up the lines at that time and press one. If you're on tonight on the internet, listening in tonight, you will need to call in if you have any questions or comments. 888-45-277-9213. Again, that number is 845-277-9213. So tonight we're talking about grace, reckless grace, grace with no boundaries. And we go to the book of Matthew chapter 18, verse 21. We're going to start off there, but we're going to backtrack as well in this same particular, in this same chapter 18. But I want us to go to Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 first. So the Bible reads, amen, I'm coming out the New King Version, New King James Version. The Bible reads in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, it says, then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? So he's asking a question and asking a, and answering with a question up to seven times. So when we look at this particular scripture here, hallelujah, and understanding who Simon Peter is, Simon Peter is one of the 12. He was an outspoken, strong-willed, fiercely passionate disciple and one of Jesus' close friends. Peter is one of, hallelujah, many of our favorites, amen, my favorite, Apostle Paul as well. But we're here talking about Peter, one of the favorite disciples because he's so raw and so real and so imperfect like a lot of us may see ourselves that way. His proof that God can take a hot-headed, serial sinner and transform him into a saint through reckless grace. Grace with no boundaries, amen. Grace received in Peter's life moved him with compassion to release it by living out the rest of his days for Jesus, then ultimately giving his life for Jesus Christ. Amen. So let's dive into Matthew chapter 18. Let's start with verse 15. I wanted to start there so we can see, and we're gonna come back to 21. But let's start now in verse 15. So if you go over to verse 15, same chapter, different verse. We're going to start at verse 15 now. So Jesus is in the middle of teaching on grace and forgiveness. Even if you've read this chapter many times before, you will see it with fresh eyes and light of grace redefined in your mind and also received in your heart. So here's a little context for the conversation, okay? So let's go ahead and read verse 15 here in the Bible. So the Bible says, moreover, if your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he hears you, you have gained your brother. But if he will not hear, take with you one or two more, that by mouth of two or three witnesses everywhere it may be established. Verse 17 says, if he refuses to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he refuses even to hear the church, let him be to you like a heathen and a tax collector. Verse 18 says, assuredly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Amen. So, and then verse 19 says, again I say to you that if two of you agree on earth or concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now back to verse 21 here. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him up to seven times? And then verse 22 says, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Okay, so we're going to stop right there. We're going to stop right there for a minute, okay? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, so here's a little context for the conversation. As I stated, Jesus is with his disciples in Capernaum, walking them through the basics of everybody's favorite topic, church discipline. So he lays down some rules for helping to restore a person who sins. Okay, yes, in case you missed the last time you worked through the Gospels, or restoring our brothers and sisters is an important part of our responsibilities as believers. So this restoration comes from a place of grace and forgiveness, not judgment or condemnation. See, Jesus is encouraging his disciples to work out their disagreements and offenses instead of holding on to them, explaining the process for involving others and even the church if necessary. Okay, so they and we are not only called to restore others, but also to do it gently, Amen. According to Galatians chapter 6, verse 1. So it's such a new concept for this crowd. See, the disciples are listening intently, trying to wrap their heads around it. Now, Peter, hoping to come off as especially benevolent in front of his brothers, asks a bold, clarifying question in light of the law-abiding eye for an eye culture in the day, in that day that they were living in. He says, Lord, I often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him. And I'm sure he pauses for a dramatic impact. So he says up to seven times. And then face palms, hallelujah, were a thing in that day. I imagine Jesus doing one right there. Peter doesn't get it. But in his defense, even a risk of rebuke, the question is worth asking. In those days, even the most God-honoring Jewish rabbis, you all, would suggest forgiving an offense no more than three times. According to the book of Amos, chapter 1, verse 3 now, because grace has to have limits, right? Least we be enablers. So interestingly, there's some, how do I say this? Okay. In other words, Jesus answers Peter a bold question. Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 18, verse 22 again, what he says here. In 22, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you, up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. 70 times seven. From two common translations, the New International Version and the New American Standard Bible, Jesus answered, the NIV says, Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 70 times seven. Okay? And then we look at the New American Standard Bible. It says, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. I'm not here to debate the accuracy of these translations, but in my opinion, this disputed numerical uncertainty only reinforced the point of Jesus' reply. Whether he intended for Peter to hear 77 times or 490 times is irrelevant, because he may as well have said 77 million times. Jesus is inviting Peter and all believers to be willing to outgrace an offense. See, in this high challenging exchange, Jesus is emphasizing that his grace has no limits. Amen? His grace has no limits. So why should yours? Why should ours have limits? Jesus wants your grace given to overcome others' ability to offend you, not to empower their sin, but to free you and then from it. Amen? So I want to say it again so we can understand. Not to empower their sin, but to free you and them from it. See, the irony of this challenge comes from the full circle for Peter surrounding Christ's death and resurrection, just as Jesus predicted in Matthew 26, verse 34. Peter denies Jesus three times, a number beyond which no rabbi except for one would be willing to extend grace. So after all, Jesus is not an ordinary rabbi. Do you remember what Jesus had claimed he would do to those who denied him before men? He stated emphatically that he would deny the deniers before his Father, according to Matthew 10 and 33. Yet Peter denies Jesus three times, and Jesus chooses to redeem him instead. Do you find it difficult to believe that God, the same God who commands us to love our enemies, would do the same? See, as the disciples finished breakfast with the resurrection Christ on the shore of the Sea of Galilee in the book of John chapter 21, Jesus demonstrates an out-of-the-box grace Peter isn't expecting. He turns the tables with a question for Peter. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? We see this in the book of John chapter 21, verse 15. He doesn't just ask it once. He doesn't ask it twice. He asks it three times. Not only that, but Jesus also calls him by his old name, Simon, son of John, instead of Peter. So the new name, I want us to pay attention here. The new name Jesus had given him as the rock on which he would build his church. Third, do you love me, really stings at Peter's gut, and shame over his three denials begin to rise up in the midst of an otherwise joyous moment. He recalls his sin, the lies of betrayal for which he knows he doesn't deserve grace. He's got to be, you know, sweating bullets at this point, wondering if Jesus really meant what he said about forgiveness back in Capernaum. Now, if Jesus were anyone other than Jesus, amen, he might sit there for a bit, you know, reveling in his superiority. See, and I want us to understand, and he would have every right to be earthly, with earthly standards, he would have the right to, right? So the three betrayals would be difficult for any human to endure, even for the Son of Man. Thankfully for Peter and for us, Jesus is Jesus, amen? And he has a much greater purpose in mind when he asks, do you love me? That purpose can get a little lost in translation. So let's go back to the Greek. The Greek word love loses power when translated into English. You see, the Bible contains four ancient words for the love in the original Greek. It's the phila, and I spell it for you because some of us pronounce it a little bit different depending on your accent or how you read it for yourself. P-H-I-L-I-A, meaning friendship or brotherly love. And then you have storage, meaning the reciprocally affectionate or parental love. Then you have eros, meaning erotic or sexual love. And then you have agape, meaning love of God or unconditional love. So the original text shows each time Jesus asks his famous, do you love me, question of Peter, he used the Greek word agape for love, a word that doesn't just mean love, but unconditional love, regardless of the circumstances. Amen? See, here's the interesting part. The first two times Jesus asks him, Peter replies, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Except when Peter says love, he doesn't reply with the same agape word for love, but phileo, a verb conjunction of the Greek word phileo that translates to mean brotherly love. So imagine asking a friend, do you love me unconditionally, no matter what? Or having him respond, yeah, sure, you know I love you. You know I love your brother. You know I love your sister. Jesus is inviting Peter to see that he must love and forgive unconditionally in order to manifest a faithful release of God's grace. Hallelujah. So the word unconditionally is as a adverb defined as without conditions or limits. Do you know how to love like that, church? I ask that question. Do you know how to love like that? Do you know how to forgive like that? Do you know how to extend grace like that? Would you like to? Now, actually, would you like to? If your answer is yes, then Jesus' response to you will mirror the one he gave Peter. Tend to my sheep. He tells him that. Tend my sheep. Now, to many of us, this sounds a little like a demotion, doesn't it? But far from that. Far from it, it is. Jesus is the good shepherd, right? So not a literal shepherd herder, but the one who shepherds all believers and calls them to unity. He is willing to leave behind 99 other obedient sheep to chase down one lame kin who went astray in a fit of disobedience. By our earthly standard, it's reckless. Why risk the 99 for one? But by kingdom standard, it's the only way to go. Jesus ransomed us. Amen. He bought back our freedom with his life, and he still would have done it even if we were the only one who needed saving. Hallelujah. You should shout right now, church. Amen. See, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, an adopted son or daughter of the King of Heaven, you are both commissioned and qualified to release the same reckless grace, boundless grace and forgiveness, stopping at nothing to rescue the one who have gone astray and bring them home again in Jesus' name. You've been invited to join the family business. Amen. When Jesus invites Peter to tend his sheep three times, he is releasing grace and forgiving him three betrayals and restoring him in full as the rock in which he built his church. Amen. See, Jesus erases Peter's betrayals and makes him the very first pope to shepherd all believers after the ascension. Peter responds by giving every remaining moment he spends on earth to Jesus, laying the foundation for the freedom, hallelujah, the freedoms in Christ we enjoy today. Amen. And how could Peter respond any way other than to make Jesus Lord over his entire life? Peter deserved debts for his transgressions, but instead he received grace that lifted him into a position of high honor without even asking Jesus for forgiveness. That's what the that limitless, unthinkable, reckless grace, the grace with no boundaries, our God really looks like. Amen. That the same grace now lives within you because of Jesus Christ's gift that's been released. When we look in the book of John 20 and 23, and if you've been with us during this study, we've been here a few times already in John 20 and 23. It's yours. Receive it in full and release it in Jesus' name. I want us to go back to John chapter 20, verse 23, for those that are just joining us tonight and have not been with us during this time of study these last few weeks. John chapter 20, verse 23, just so you can lay your eyes to it yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. That's John chapter 20, verse 23, and I'll read it. I'll read it here again tonight. Again, that's John chapter 20, verse 23. The Bible reads, hallelujah, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. My Lord, my God. It's yours. Receive it in full and release it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Release it in Jesus' name. Jesus was giving the disciples their spirit power and spirit-guided mission to preach the good news about Jesus so people's sins might be forgiven. The disciples did not have the power to forgive sin. Only God can forgive sin. But Jesus gave them the privilege of telling new believers that their sins have been forgiven because they have accepted Jesus. Amen. They have accepted Jesus' message. Hallelujah. All believers have this same privilege. We can announce the forgiveness of sin with certainty when we ourselves find repentance and faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to open up the line for any questions or comments here in the next 5 minutes. So if you have any questions or comments, write it down. Hold on to it. We're going to get to that point here. Amen. But I don't want to talk about even death won't satisfy. I want to talk about that here. The sobering thing is that the justice you seek will not bring the peace you hope for. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's so much that we have to realize we have to release those things. We have to give that grace. Amen. I want you to understand because God has already given it to you. You already have it in your possession to give. So why are we not releasing that grace to others? I want us to understand that our hearts were made to crave justice. We're wired for it as part of our divine DNA. The problem with earthly justice, as many of us have discovered when we've been through some things, is that it's not what God has called us to do. The old covenant eye for an eye mentality just doesn't satisfy the way we wish it would. Even when wrongdoers get exactly what they deserve for what they've done, our hearts remain broken. We want justice, but it's not ours to lay down. Instead, we're given a much harder but far more healing responsibility in light of a world as desperate or for grace as we are, forgiveness as we are. So when we act from a place of judgment, our actions manifest separation from God. Grace. We're talking about grace. On the other hand, brings us back into it brings us back into reconciled union with Him, the Father. Amen. Our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. You can write this down. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. Again, there's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 19. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Namely, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and he has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Grace. That's what we're talking about, grace tonight. Grace manifests the union of reconciliation and restoration that Christ freely gave us in his finished work on the cross. God in Christ is reconciling us to himself.
by not counting our trespasses against us. And now he has committed to us the same ministry of reconciliation. My Lord, my God. The Bible says in verse 20 to 21, says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were making an appeal through us, we beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. He made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It's such good news, church. It's such good news, isn't it? But the sobering reality of God's gift of reckless and boundless grace is that if the world doesn't know it's loved, it's forgiven, and filled with glory, then it's not God's fault. It's ours. Jesus gives a stewardship of his grace when he releases it over his disciples in the book of John, chapter 20, verse 23, which we just read. Be as radical or restrained as you want with this gift. But if you do what he calls and empowers you to do, you will set others free. Amen. Just as Jesus did. The tangible release of God's grace over humanity is quite possibly the greatest evangelistic tool the church has never used. So consider this for a moment. How much grace do you want to experience? Grace has already been given to you as a gift. It's yours. I'm hoping by this point you've chosen to receive the gift and all the power, I speak, all the power and authority that comes with it. Because once you truly receive God's reckless and boundless grace, it's hallelujah, it's darn near impossible not to give it away. See, releasing that grace in the overflow becomes not only your right as a child of God, but also your responsibility as a co-heir to the kingdom of heaven with Jesus Christ. See, this is the magnitude of the gift you carry. Amen? See, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'd be remiss if I didn't speak to the intensely practical benefits of releasing grace and forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. See, even secular psychologists will tell you that forgiveness is a powerful part of the solution to mental and emotional disorders. But it's not just your mental or emotional, physical, and spiritual health that's at stake here, church. We're talking about a generation of believers poised for a grace revolution if we would dare to forgive recklessly, boundlessly, as Jesus did. You may be wrestling with that word reckless. You may be wrestling with that word, boundless thinking. But God's not reckless. He's not reckless. And why do we keep saying reckless like that? If Scripture has taught us anything, it's that reckless grace, the boundless grace, brings about radical transformation in the hearts, in the minds, and lives of the most unlikely people. But I promise you this, you won't experience grace that defies logic, knows no limits, and would go to the ends of the earth to bring you back to the flock again until you receive and release the radical, relentless, reckless grace of God, the boundless grace of God, the limitless grace of God. And once you do, you will be able to fully embrace your role as a faithful steward of the reckless, boundless, limitless grace released in and through you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. See, ushering in the fullness of God's grace is so much greater than our minds can comprehend. We may never fully grasp it, but hallelujah, I plan on spending the rest of my days learning more about how to extend grace, no matter the consequences. But someone offended me. I know. Release grace anyway. But what he's doing is wrong. It is. Release grace anyway. But I'm not ready to forgive. That's okay. Release grace anyway. Do you see the thing here? God is anything but without holding when it comes to grace. He initiates. He doesn't write sinners off until their behavior changes. He doesn't hold back until he feels ready to forgive. And more often than not, he doesn't even wait until the offender is repentant. He initiates with grace. You see, God sees repentance as a direct result of his grace, not as a form of, what is the word I'm looking for? Give it to me. Prerequisites, I think that's the word, if I'm saying it right, for it. So it makes no earthly sense. It makes no earthly sense But as believers, we're no longer confined to the grace limits of this world. Amen. We're no longer confined to the grace limits of this world. And the word I was trying to say, y'all, was prerequisite. My tongue is getting tired over here for some reason. Amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to have a moment to, if anyone has any comments at this time or any questions, we want to answer those questions. So we open the floor for any questions or comments at this time. You just have to press 1. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to be wrapping up here in the next 10 minutes here, and then we're going to open up the line again for any questions or comments. Amen. Hallelujah. All righty. All right, so we're just going to continue on since no one has any questions or comments. So that lets me know that you all are receiving and you get it. Amen. But if you do have any questions or comments, please press 1. Amen. We're going to talk about a well of grace. Reckless grace is a boundless grace. Limitless grace is a willingness to position your heart toward forgiveness. No matter how grave the offense is, it means surrendering to the grace gift you have received and overflowing in it out of the sheer joy of possessing it. Amen. What it doesn't mean is giving a pass to someone who wrongs you. It doesn't mean enduring abuse or refusing to stand up for the powerless. Amen. It does not in any way excuse someone's sinful behavior. Instead, grace and forgiveness call offenders out with some of the sweetest words ever spoken. I do not condemn you either. From now on, sin no more. This is what Jesus said to the woman in the book of John, chapter 8, 11, when she was brought over by her accuser, saying that this woman was caught in the act of adultery. This woman was caught in the act of adultery. Amen. So understanding that. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So at this time, if you have any questions or comments as we get ready to wrap up here in our lesson and study, please press 1. If you have any questions or comments, please press 1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say this one more time. We're talking about, you know, limitless grace, reckless grace, and grace with no boundaries. Amen. Grace with no limits. And understand that we have to position our heart towards forgiveness no matter how grave the offense. And I'll say that. We have to position our hearts. And a lot of times they're so hard and we want to stand at place. But I want you to understand you have already received the gift of grace. It's already in you. Don't let the devil deceive you, blind you from releasing that grace to others. Amen. Don't let the devil deceive you, because he will. He'll speak to you and he'll be telling you they deserve this and no, they, you know, don't forgive and remind you what they said and what they did and how it made you feel and how they took away from you and how they did this. They abandoned you, how they lied to you. And but you have to, amen, release that grace. Forgive, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, seems like we do have a question or comment here. We're going to open up our line here. Amen. Welcome. God bless you. Please announce yourself. Last 4 digits of the phone number is 8979.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you. God bless you. Welcome.
Yes, ma'am. My Devante. And so what I want to say is that was just an amazing, powerful word, and I know that was just sent from God. And I mean, just the way that we need to show love to each other, you know. But the way it was expressed tonight was just a whole different, you know, it brings to your mind a different thought, you know, different was spoke before. So I just thank God for just the word on tonight, you know, and I received that. So that's just what I want to say.
Amen. And I thank you for your comment on tonight. And, you know, and I believe this, and I say it loud, you know, if we can always remind ourselves, it's important that, you know, we get the word of God, but applying that word of God, because we live under the new covenant of grace. And so we should be operating according to it. You know, and being able to release that grace to others. I'm not talking about, you know, I'm going to hold on to this thing and maybe next week I might forgive. I might allow it. But no, right away, right away. And a lot of times we allow that thing to just let it manifest, let it fester in us. And that's what the enemy wants. He wants us to do that, but we already have it in us to be able to give it to others. And so,
yes,
and it's free. It's freely given to us. Freely. It's nothing that we have done to deserve it. It's no amount of money. You can be the prettiest thing walking around here. You can be the richest of the rich. But it's nothing that we have done to deserve this grace. Amen. God did it all because the plan that God has for us as his children. And we just thank Jesus for coming. And thank you, Jesus, for the finished work. Amen. That we have it and we live in it and we're saved by it. Amen. So thank you so much for being on. Thank you for your comment on tonight. God bless you and all that's in your home and all that you love and concerned about in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. I thank you all tonight for being part of the Bible study on tonight. It's definitely been a blessing to myself, even when we read the Word of God. And not just read it just to say, oh, I read it. You know, just say, oh, yeah, I read the Bible. I woke up in the morning. This is what I do every day. I read the Bible. And I can just tell somebody I read it. But we have not taken the time out to apply what we have read. We have not, because it allowed the Word of God to transform us, amen, to do a new work in us, amen. We just readers and hearers of the Word, but that we have been called to be doers of the Word of God, amen. One thing we were commanded to do is to love one another. You know, when we position our hearts for that, and we're talking about unconditional love, you know, not if you do this for me or say what I want you to say or do what I want you to do or give me that, I'm going to love you and I'll be there for you and I'll give grace to you because you're always there for me, you're always doing for me. No, that's too easy. That's too easy. Amen. You know, the Bible says it's easy to love the lovable, you know, lovable. You know, it's easy to forgive, the forgivable, but can you love the unlovable? You know what I'm saying? Can you forgive that's unforgivable, you know, for many? Can we do that? And because we have grace, the gift of grace, yes, we can. But we have to make a decision to do so. Amen. God gives us free will. And if we are willing to, amen, to release it because we already have it, we don't have to go try to get it and see if I get it or if one day I'll have it and I'll give it to you. No, you already have it. It's already in you to give. Amen. So release the grace, amen, with no limits, as Jesus Christ has done for us. Amen. So we're going to wrap up here tonight. Again, I thank everyone that's here on the line. If you, I know my mother's on the line tonight, and I know normally she's trying to press 1, but I can't tell her she's pressing 1, so I'm just going to open up your line, Mama, and see if you have any questions or comments. Welcome, Sister Dilla. God bless you, Mama. Did you have any questions or comments tonight?
God bless everyone on the line. My comment is just keep up what you're doing. Let the Lord use you. And as you were saying, that we wake up and we read the Word and we got to apply it into our life. It's like activated, you know. And I'll be guilty for that. I read it, but I got to take time out to apply for what I'm reading in order for I can to get what God has for me. So I'll be guilty for that. Raise my hand right here. I'm guilty on that one, so I got to start applying it than just reading. But it was good when I came on to a Bible study.
Amen.
I'll be back again.
It's so good to have you tonight.
Yeah, let the Lord start back using. I fell off going, got lazy. You know, what was that you say? Let the when stuff block you from coming on.
Distraction.
I said, I'm going on Bible study. Yeah, distraction. I was on the telephone. I say, let me get out there. I said, I'm going to Bible study tonight. And I got off the phone and got on. Here I am. Amen.
Amen. Amen. When I saw you came out, there, hey, there goes my mama. My mama is getting excited.
Mm-hmm.
So good to have you on the line, Mama. God bless you. I love
amen,
you. Thank
amen,
God for
amen.
You.
Love
it's just,
you
know, just releasing that grace because the enemy wants to keep us bound and we are free.
Almost,
you know, Christ
yeah.
has set us
yeah.
free and we got to understand, yo, we are free and we are not just free. We are free indeed. We ain't going back there no more. We are in Christ and Christ is in us.
Yeah.
We have the resurrection power. We're overcomers by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So because Jesus said, I overcame the world and you too overcome it because I did. So be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And there's no guilt.
shame of condemnation is over in Christ Jesus, and just say, Lord, help me, you know, order myself.
Amen.
Help me to get back in order. Pray for divine order and position for your life, and then, you know, the Holy Spirit guide and lead you, because the enemy is going to try. It's so many things that come to try to distract us, and before we know, we didn't gave so much attention over to it. We've been caught up in it, but just know that we are saved and we are free. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God bless you. God keep you, Mama. Love you. Thank
you,
God, for you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
For you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. At this time, as we get ready to wrap up here in our Bible study lesson, again, I thank you all for being on tonight. As we continue to move forward and do what God has called us to do. It'd be many times, like even tonight, I was just like, oh, my head is hurting, I feel not well, but I'm going to be in position. You just got to push through. You have it in you. And I always say, Lord, with your strength, Father God, and your strength, I can do all things. I can scale the wall of the enemy. I can run past the troops, you know, that come against me, you know. And so just believing that, speaking over yourself. I was telling a young lady today, I speak to several people, but I was just saying, you know, speak over yourself. Encourage yourself. You know, you have power. You know, you have power in your mouth, you know, to speak things. And whatever that you're speaking, it's going to take root in your life at some point. And, you know, so we just got to be careful with that and just remember what the Word of God says, with, you know, and setting on the promises of God, which are yes and amen, and just knowing what those promises are and decreeing that over your life, and it shall be so. And God says, my word shall come out of my mouth, and it shall go about what I set it out to do. It will accomplish all that I set it out to do. It will not return to me void. And we stand on the promises of God and trust God with unwavering faith. Just stand and say, Lord, I trust you. However you want to do it, Father God, you may be asking God to do it one way, but God's going to do it another way, because he knows how it's going to work out for your good. Anything that God does, he does it for our good. Amen. It's not just a temporary setup for you. The enemy will set you up in a temporary situation, and it looks good, and you think it's going to be long-term, but it's just to tear you down. It's just to kill. It's to kill you. It's to rob you. And it's to destroy you. So he's the killer, he's the stealer, he's the destroyer. So remember that. You know, he comes in subtle, you know, in different ways to try to do it. And if he can get just a little bit in, a little way in, will upset you, cause you to be angry. Now you're operating with unforgiveness. Now you're not releasing that grace. Now you're not loving. It just brings in all other kind of spirits that begin to operate. And you find yourself, you know, not even feeling like yourself no more. And, you got to shake the devil off, because you have that power and authority to do so. Remember that. Remember that. So release the grace, and, you know, just watch your, and I'm just saying this has a lot to do with the lesson, but at the same time, I just want to say this to you all as well. Speak in love to each other. You know, even when you're correcting someone, do it in love. You know, you can go to each other, because we're all part of God's body. We're all part of Christ. We all are one. We've been called to be unified in the body of Christ. So we just come to each other in love. If I have a disagreement with my brother or sister, I should be able to come to you, my brother, my sister, and say, hey, that really hurt me. I don't like the way you handled me, you know, and I just want to let you know that. Give that person an opportunity to say, oh, you know, I apologize. I didn't even know that I offended you, or, you know, just give that person an opportunity to make things right between you two, so there'll be no strife, and, you know, just it won't be no hard-heartedness in the body of Christ, because we are in the body of Christ. So whatever it is, be free, and being free is releasing the grace. You're free. Being free is forgiving. And when you have grace and you're releasing grace, you're able to forgive. Amen? Hallelujah. So at this time, if there's anyone that needs prayer at this time, we want to definitely pray for you, pray with you. If you press 1, we would like to touch and agree with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, with all faith combined, faith on the line today, and trusting God for a mighty work in your life and anyone that you want to bring to the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that there was a paralytic. I think I'm saying the word right, y'all. I don't know tonight. My son was twisted tonight. Anyway, his friends brought him to Jesus for healing. So he was lame. And it was a crowd he was teaching, and they couldn't get him through the crowd, so they put a hole through the roof, and they brought him down to Jesus through the roof. They had so much faith that Jesus could heal them. And he didn't look at the lame guy, the paralytic, and say, by his faith, he said, by their faith, you are healed. So it was by the faith of the ones that brought their friend, that brought their loved one to Jesus, that he received his healing. But most of all, he received forgiveness. Amen. And so we can bring our family members and our loved ones, hallelujah, to Jesus. We can bring them to the altar. We can touch and pray, amen, that they will be healed, that they will be delivered and set free, amen, that God's hand of protection will be around them and keep them, amen, from any hurt, harm, or danger they may come their way. We have that kind of power because we have the faith. We have that faith to stand on it and believe it. And that's what God wants, miracles, amen. When you stand on that, when you have faith that's unwavering, I'm talking about, can't nobody tell you nothing different. You're going to say, I'm still going to believe God. They're looking at you like, you're crazy. You mean you're going, ain't nothing about to happen, ain't nothing? And you say, I'm still going to believe God. I'm standing right here because I trust God to do it. You mean you're going to go and you ain't got nothing? I'm going to believe God. He said, go, and I'm going to go. Having that kind of faith that no matter what it looks like, you're going to go because you trust and believe God that he's going to go before you, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight, being your guard and your weary God, amen? Hallelujah. And keeping his angels around you to keep you, amen? Hallelujah. Making provisions for you, knowing that he is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. And hallelujah. Knowing that all things is in his hand, for he's the creator of all, in all, for all. Amen. Hallelujah. So there's nothing that God cannot do. The Bible tells us that he can do all things but fail, and with man it's impossible, but with God all things are possible. So we got to stop coming to God like we go to man. Amen. Because, hallelujah, he's not like man that he shall not, and he has all power. He's a sovereign God. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless you. God keep you on tonight. And we just thank God for everyone. We thank God for the opportunity to be here, my husband and I, on tonight. So God bless you all. We keep your Pastor Mandy. He is here. He's been working hard today. Amen. Hard working man I have over here. And so he's been working hard. And he's here in Bible study. He's here with us on the other side there. So God bless you, Pastor Mandy. Amen. Let us pray as we close out tonight. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you, God, for this opportunity, oh God, that you allowed us to receive on tonight. We thank you for the great pointing, oh God. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you, oh God, that you've given us understanding, revelation, and knowledge, and wisdom to apply your word to our lives, that we do live the life that you've called us to live, oh God, releasing the grace, oh God, that you have freely given to us, oh God, that we freely give to others, oh God, forgiving our brothers and sisters, oh God. Hallelujah. 70 times 7, amen, you said in your word. Amen. That's limitless, oh God, that we forgive. Limitless, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, I pray, oh God, for help for all that's on the line, oh God, for you know every need. Let every need be met, oh Lord, of your children. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you uproot the wicked ones out of our life, oh God. Let them be cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we surrender all over to you, withholding nothing. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We decree and declare your goodness on this line tonight and every, hallelujah, in every one that's on the line in their household and all that they love and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I speak with the power and authority that you have given us right now. I speak to every mountain in our life, and I command it to be removed and cast into the sea right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak to every financial mountain to be removed from our lives, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed right now from our life and those in our family. I prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord right now and be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And Father God, we leave you this line, but never your presence. We thank you, Lord God, it's you that are with us, that will never leave us nor forsake us, oh God. As we lay down to sleep tonight, oh God, we ask, oh God, let us receive sweet dreams and peaceful sleep on tonight. We bind the screech owl in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we bind any attack upon our life at night right now and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take authority over every demon that is released against us in our family at night, amen. Let the evening tide trouble the enemies that would attack our life and those in our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke every spirit that would creep against us and those in our family at night. Amen. We bind and rebuke the pestilence that walks in darkness. Amen. We decree and declare with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that we will rest at night because the Lord gives us sleep. Amen. Oh, Lord, let your angels guard and protect us at night. Amen. Lord, give us deliverance and those in our family. Hallelujah. In the night season. Amen. Lord, let our reins instruct us in the night season. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your song shall be with us in the night. We will meditate upon you. you in the night watches, amen. We receive your knowledge in the night, amen. We receive the faithfulness, amen, every night in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bind and rebuke every vampire spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind and rebuke our incubus and succubus spirits that would attack us at night and those in our family in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we set ourselves, hallelujah, in our word whole nights, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, as we decree in the crown tonight that it's so and it shall be no other way. Lord, we ask that you speak to our hearts on tonight, oh God. Let healing come, let deliverance come, oh God. Hallelujah. Let restoration come in peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your hedge of protection be around us and those in our family. Let there be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you empower and bless any medication or vitamin or herb or supplement that we are taking, oh God, to do the job you intended it to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you nullify, hallelujah, the power of any medication or supplement that will cause any allergic reaction or adverse side effects in us and destroy it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, I ask that you fix that that is broken in us, oh God, and mend the tears in our soul right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over every family member and loved one, church family member and friend, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, over our homes, over our sleeping, all that we have and will have. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us and doesn't God shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. God bless you all. We thank you again for being here on tonight. We're back here on next Wednesday. Hallelujah. We have Sunday service at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. So join us at that time. We look forward to seeing you all in Sunday service. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Just receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, I want to see you. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.